House, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
Hey, I'm Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Adrian.
And I'm Natalie. This is Records Management.
Hello, welcome back. This is Records Management. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Natalie.
And how are you guys doing today?
I'm breaking a sweat. I've been going nonstop since 7:30 this morning and made it right down to the wire. Got here a minute to spare.
Yeah, your Mondays are pretty full.
My Mondays are insane. It's a blur. I don't even remember the day.
But we appreciate you coming in anyways.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
I was looking at some music to put on the show a few days ago, and I was in a really good mood that day. And I'm still in a pretty good mood, so I decided that I was going to play some of the funky tracks, similar to the ones we played last week a little bit. And I got a couple bands in mind. The first one is Goosebumps, not the R.L. Stein novels, but a band out of Toronto. They released their 2018 album, Goosebump by Goosebump. They have new members playing the violin and also the saxophone. And you know what? I'm ready to start the set, so... This is Goosebump with She Don't Say Goodbye.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
That was, I messed that up. That was I Want It All by the Darcys. We also heard Hate Somebody by Cut Off Your Hands. And the song we used to open that up was She Don't Say Goodbye by Goosebumps, the funky set to open up the night.
Yeah, shout out to Joella, who messaged me saying that she really liked that set. Nice choices, Adrian.
Thank
Plus
you.
Plus one for you.
Awesome. Feel so validated.
Up next is my set. Let's see if I can keep the enthusiasm going. Probably not.
Yeah, I was going to say I doubt it.
ASMR, probably not. But yeah, so as I was telling Adrian during that last song, like once in a while on the weekends and when the commitments are more relaxed, I like to relax.
I think I know where you're going with
relax
this.
Relax in a recently legalized way. And there are... There's songs I like to listen to, bands I like to listen to.
Are you referring to the Devil's Lettuce?
Yes. We're trying to keep this codified. PG. PG. Not even PG-13.
Okay.
But yeah, one of the bands that I like to listen to when I'm relaxing is Deer Tick, a band that I discovered a couple years ago.
Mm.
Yeah. So I want you to listen to some Deer Tick. And then after that, we're going to listen to some Sefia Nolet. She's from Quebec City. And then lastly, we will listen to Doug Paisley, because Doug Paisley is another artist that reminds me of the good times of undergrad.
I think this set's a little more relaxed anyways, right?
I suppose.
I am the boy your mother wanted you to meet, but I am broken and torn with heels at my feet. And with your purest light, why don't you shine on me? Well, I should have been an angel, but I'm too dumb to speak. Now as she gets near, the visions get clear. I'll kneel and weep and I will hold her dear. Oh, if your eyes water, you got your favorite number to spend. And oh, oh, oh. Crying shame, what we became. Murdered my throat, screaming bloody all night. Hit him with the book and how he crumbles. Oh, you should have seen how the arches tumble. They're golden no more, now I'm smiling in my blood. I'm caught in a whirlwind, I'm going ahead. Standing on trial and it's painted on canvas, an eternal testament to how we are so animalistic. And oh, oh, what a crying shame, a crying shame, what we became.
Bye. Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Doors and windows, pretty garden, room enough for a family. We cannot afford not to borrow, and it's just a starter home, a starter home. Throw a party in the kitchen, dancing so slow in the hall. And if something might get broken, well, it's just a starter home, a starter home. Cycle in the alley, what an asshole. My baby's crying, roof is leaking, neighbor's crazy, and it's just a starter home, a starter home. We're not fighting, we're just talking. Can't you see my point of view? It's a long way from where we're going, and it's just a starter home. A starter home. Maybe in time we should have moved on. We stayed here all alone in a starter home. Sign out in the front yard. Bring your dreams and your family. You cannot afford to miss this. Just list it, starter home. Maybe in time we should have moved on. We stayed here all alone in a starter home.
All right, welcome back. You heard Starter Home by Doug Paisley, and then before that we heard Lichemin by Safia Nolin, and then at the top of that set we heard Ashamed by Deer Tick.
Can I just point out that that Doug Paisley song was really nice?
Oh, that's very lovely to hear.
You're welcome.
That was my contribution, my chill relaxation.
ASMR.
nobody wants that. I need to stop doing that. My nice chill relaxation set for you there. I hope your blood pressure is nice and low. You can go test it at Shoppers after.
This is actually my relaxation set. So, you know.
You made a relaxation set?
Well, yeah. I did. Okay. I can do that too.
For this like stressful Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next on your relaxation set?
We have the band Foxglove out of Victoria, and they released this song as a teaser for their 2018 album. They released it in 2017, and they wrote it back in 2015 on a lonely cabin on Salt Spring Island, to quote the band. It's described as a siren song, so they have three different vocalists who all sing and all sound very unique, and it's kind of spooky, but also kind of, you know, sad at the same time, so... I guess siren song is kind of a good way of describing it.
Before we give that one a listen, I just wanted to give a little shout out to the one listener that we've gained in North Carolina. Hello to Nick.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
I hope you join.
We see you. We appreciate you.
I don't think we can actually see him.
Okay, well, have a good listen.
this is Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Rainbow run colors across the
That was Birds of Paradise by Ilsa Craig. We also heard I want to say that this is a cover of a classic country western song, The Devil's Grin, but I don't know that for sure. Either way, that was The Foxglove with Devil's Grin opening up that two-part Chill Adrian set.
Is it The Foxglove by Devil's Grin or The Devil's Grin by Foxglove?
Foxglove is the band.
Okay.
Devil's Grin is the song.
Good that we cleared that up.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. I actually don't even know if Devil's Grin is a classic country song. So.
Well, if we have enough time in the show, there might be a little surprise that will help us with that later.
Let me Google that for you.
No, even more exciting than that.
Yeah. Well, okay. So... I like to take trips down memory lane a lot, especially when I see things in my environment where I'm like, oh my goodness, I haven't even thought of that for years. And the other day when we were in the station having a little meeting a few days ago, I saw a Chad Van Galen poster and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that guy existed.
I think you can see it from there, actually.
I think we can actually see it from where we're sitting right now. And I forgot that guy existed, but that guy was like... a staple of the Calgary wannabe hipster scene of...
Dude,
I shouldn't phrase it like that. The guy's awesome. I'm just saying, like, every, like, high school hipster in Calgary in the time that I was in high school was, like, obsessed with him. And, like, the thing is at the time when, you know, YouTube was in its infancy, his music, some of those videos are still up on YouTube. And some of them are still unavailable in Canada, which I don't understand. I'm like, you literally live down the street from where I'm standing right now and I can't get this. But yeah, so I saw this poster. I was like, oh, dang, we should put something by him on our like list tonight. Because
spoiler alert, we did.
I mean, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but yeah, we did. So we're going to play Willow Tree, which, you know. Flashback to angsty 16-year-old me.
Thank you. It was a beautiful night. Yeah, the moon was climbing.
Okie dokie. We just heard La Monogamie by Melajib, and then before that we heard A Willow Tree by Chad Van Galen.
Yeah, and at the beginning of that song I accidentally played two songs at the same time.
So you may or may not have heard.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Yeah, so the first song, a little bit of a flashback to late 2000s Calgary hipsters, a little in the second song, a little flashback to late 2000s Montreal hipsters, you know, like back in the day when we used to wear like braided headbands and, you know, thick rimmed glasses that definitely were not prescription, American Apparel hoodies, Converse.
You mean back in the day, like last week, or
for you, for some of us, it was like 10 years ago. Rest in peace.
I want to get quickly through this next song, because if we have time, there's one more song I want to play in the set. I don't have much to say about this next song. It's by the Petrovic Blasting Company. They're the same band that did all the music for the animated show Over the Garden Wall. It's fantastic. This band is like a mix between like a Jewish folk band and a Louisiana jazz band. They're pretty great.
That sounds awesome.
There, it is awesome. Let's take a listen. All right, so we just heard Madame Selma by the Petrovic Blasting Company. It's a little taste for you. So we've had our relaxing sets. We've had our little homage to the 10-year challenge. What's up next, Adrian? We're going to throw it way back and go back to the 50-year challenge, because this song came out in the 60s. And you know what? It's one of those like Western songs that's so, so Western.
So I love it, is what you're saying.
Well, maybe. I mean, I love it, and I love Western movies, so it's to be determined if other people will love it as much as I do.
All right, so with that, we'll give The Devil's Grin by Lorne Greene a listen, and then after that, that'll be it from us.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you manage to have a good night.
A gunman wears it when he kills to hide the mortal sin of shooting down another man who has no chance to win. Many men have seen it. They'll never see it again. That smiling mask that watched them die, it's called the Devil's Grin.
The Devil's Grin, the Devil's Grin.
I've worn a star a long, long time, though it's not so long in years. When you use a gun, you count the time and hours and blood and tears. My reputation says I'm fast, the fastest gun around. And that's why those who break the law don't hang around my town. But looking down and straight at me like a statue carved of stone was the smiling face of an evil man like none I've ever known. He touched his hat politely, bid the time of day to me. But all the time, deep in his eyes, I saw taunting me.
Devil's Grin.
the hackles on my neck stood up, for in his eyes I saw that he neither lacked the courage nor the willingness to draw. It wasn't like the times before I played this deadly game with some fast reputation or an outlaw with a name. This man just hung around the town. I watched. He did no wrong. Inside I knew he'd come for me, but when, where, how long? He was clever. He asked questions. Was there a ranch to buy? He made the people like him with a smile that meant I'd die.
Devil's Grin.
I knew I had to force his hand. There was no need to pretend. I trapped him at a game of cards. There could only be one end. I called him cheat and shot him down, knowing that I would win. And my face in the mirror behind the bar was wearing the Devil's Grin.
The Devil's Grin, the Devil's Grin.